Hi, welcome to episode 348 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm Dave Elliott, the host of the world's least commercialist podcast. Today, Fantastic Four, 348 from January 1991, Where Monsters Dwell, or is it Where Creatures Roam, by Walter Simonson and Art Adams. So we pick up our story with the replacement Fantastic Four of Spider-Man, Wolverine, Hulk, and Ghost Rider in the skies over Manhattan. The concept of the storyline is to take Marvel's four most commercial and popular characters of the early 1990s and put them all in one book, on one team. Here, Simonson does it just to be goofy and funny. Brian Michael Bendis would use a similar concept a couple of decades later on The Avengers to make himself a lot of money and to ruin the concept of The Avengers forever. At least to me. I mean, come on. Wolverine and Spider-Man, both on the Avengers. So stupid. But here, in the Fantastic Four, in just three issues, it's kind of fun. So the four of them are flying in some kind of jet cycle, and they got from the Fantastic Four headquarters. Wolverine and Ghost Rider are riding in the sidecars. Hulk is driving, of course. What Hulk wants, Hulk gets. And that leaves Spider-Man sitting behind the Hulk, like Hulk's little biker bitch. As the four of them chat, we get a brief recap of the events of last issue. They think someone has killed everyone on the Fantastic Four except Sue, and they're being sent off to find the killers. In reality, the FF aren't really dead, and it's just a Skrull named Delilah posing as Sue, and she's sending them off after another group of Skrulls that have chased her to Earth. For some reason, they don't find it odd that Sue isn't joining them on this mission. You would think that if her teammates really were killed, nothing could stop Sue Richards from coming with them and seeking justice and or revenge. Wolverine is looking at a TV monitor, and he sees the news reports about the giant monsters attacking all over the Earth, and he wonders if there's any beer on the jet cycle anywhere. Spider-Man picks up something on the scanner, a reading from the southeast about 1,000 miles away, so they head off in that direction. That would put them somewhere around Bermuda. Or the Bermuda Triangle, but Monster Island isn't in the Atlantic. Back with Delilah, she's gloating to herself. She thinks she's so smart that she's convinced this group of four heroes to go slay her enemies. Obviously, she's not too bright. If she wants her enemies slain, she picked the wrong group of people. Spider-Man isn't slaying anyone. Hulk, well, he'll punch her enemies, but he's not going to slay them. Wolverine might slice and dice them. Ghost Rider will just, I don't know what Ghost Rider will do. He doesn't kill people, does he? She should have picked out the Punisher, the U.S. agent, maybe Moon Knight? Does he kill people? I don't know. So she continues on through the computer records, and Reed has kept files on all the FF's previous encounters with the Skrulls, but not enough information to help her find out what she's looking for, whatever that is. So she decides to go ask Reed for help, using his family as hostages, to get him to assist her. Meanwhile, over in the Bermuda Triangle, we see that Skrull ship on Monster Island. Oh, come on, wait a minute. Hasn't Monster Island always been in the Pacific? You know, I just Googled it. Marvel.com says that Monster Island is in the Sea of Japan. So it's just off the Pacific. It definitely is not in the Atlantic Ocean near Bermuda. Unless the island moves around like the island on Lost. Inside the Skrull ships, the Skrulls are enthusiastic about finding Delilah and bringing her back home to get a reward from the Skrull Empire. And if they fail, the Skrull Empire will probably kill them. Of course, they're not so enthusiastic about that idea. The Skrulls have been scanning Earth, looking for the Skrull mind of a female, Delilah, and outside the ship, Mole Man is looking at them through a pair of binoculars, and he's surprised that it's not Reed Richards and the FF come to visit his island and bother him again. For a change. He sees a Skrull get out of the ship, and he's really disgusted to see that it's an alien. He definitely isn't going to put up with no alien coming to his island and messing with his monsters. Back with Delilah, she's tied up Lijah the Skrull and the other members of the Fantastic Four and left them in an elevator, except for Reed. She wakes him up and tells him that she has removed his ability to stretch, and he must help her find what she's looking for, or the rest of the team will all die. Reed asks what she wants him to find, and she says, an egg. And no, it's not the egg she wants him to fertilize. It's an ITT egg. Inorganic technotroid egg. It's a self-propelled spear capable of concealing itself and defending itself. But it is dormant and somewhere hidden on Earth. And she wants it bad. Reed is thinking that Delilah looks like Sue. Beautiful. But there's also something more exciting about her. Yes, it turns out she's horny for him, and he's horny for her. Is it cheating if the person you cheat with looks exactly like your significant other? I don't think so. Back with the replacement Fantastic Four, their jet cycle is nearing Washington, D.C., and they come across the big flying creature, the big moth-like creature. I'd say it's kind of a Mothra-like creature, attacking a commercial airplane. Hulk jumps out right on the creature's head. Ker-thump! Wolverine's all excited. He tells Spidey, "Bad news. I'm driving now, eh?" Spider-Man jumps out, and he starts webbing up a hole in the plane. Ghost Rider stands up. Boy, Ghosty is the one popular super character from the 1990s who did not stand the test of time. He stands up and whips the creature with his chain. Yes, he whipped the huge, gigantic creature with his stupid chain. Somehow, this distracts the flying creature, who lets go of the plane. Back on Monster Island with the Skrulls in their ship, they use their scans to find there is a Skrull female in New York City. Of course, where else would an alien in the Marvel Universe go? Isn't that the only city? By the way, shouldn't their scans indicate that there are two Skrull females in New York? Delilah and Lijah? But before their ship can take off, there's a tremor. A hole opens up, and the Skrull ship sinks into the ground. Back with that flying creature, Hulk keeps punching him, but his fists bounce off like he's hitting rubber. Maybe it's a guy in a rubber suit. Suddenly, the creature screams out, starts to fly away. Hulk jumps back on the jet cycle with the other heroes and takes control over from Wolverine. They fly off after the creature, who heads toward the Bermuda Triangle. The sky around them turns green, and the jet cycle starts to shake. They see Monster Island, and the flying creature flies into a large hole in the ground. The heroes on their jet cycle follow after it. Back in Manhattan, Reed has found some records of campers in the Catskills Mountains reporting seeing a flying saucer that matches Delilah's description. The flying saucer was taken and carried into an underground tunnel by a Bigfoot. Apparently, Reed's able to tap into the database of the World Weekly News. So Delilah says they should go investigate. On the way out, they pass the robot receptionist, and Reed tells her, "If anyone asks, we're just taking a little day trip together. And in view of the national emergency, be sure to tell that to all my friends in the Marines." Which is an odd thing for him to say. Other than Ben, Reed doesn't have any friends, especially not in the Marines. So Delilah, still looking like Sue, and Reed take a little jet cycle up to the Catskills. They find the tunnel in the mountain, which has been covered with an avalanche. Delilah uses a small laser device to blast a hole through the rock, and they fly in on their jet cycle. Meanwhile, with the Mole Man, he plans to meet his Skrull guest by having a large monster pick up the ship and shake it, causing all the Skrulls to fall out, like ants falling out of an ant farm. The Skrulls are surrounded by subterraneans, and the Mole Man demands to know who they are and what they're doing with his monsters. Nearby, the replacement Fantastic Four are heading down a long, dark tunnel when Hulk runs smack dab into a giant monster. They recognize it as a monster that once attacked New York City. I think it's the monster from the cover of Fantastic Four number 1, only with a lot more detail. Hulk decides to attack, but the creature strikes first by stepping on Hulk's foot. Hulk reacts by punching the large monster in the foot. Of course, that doesn't do any good. The monster picks up the Hulk, and so Wolverine steps over, and he pops out his claws and jabs the creature in the foot right by the toenail. Ouch! Now that does do some good. The monster screams out in pain and drops the Hulk. Just then, Mole Man and his Moloid army show up and surround the four heroes. Before Hulk and Ghost Rider can start fighting, Spider-Man tells him to calm down. He's got this. He explains to the Mole Man that they just came to find the people who were causing the large monsters to attack the cities around the world and to question them. At first, Mole Man doesn't want to trust Spider-Man, but he agrees to let the heroes question the captured Skrulls. So he leads the four guys to where the Skrulls were being held, but the Skrull captain is gone. Hulk, Ghost Rider, and Wolverine, they start smashing and cutting up all the nearby rocks they can find, thinking that the Skrull leader might have transformed himself. When Hulk is about to punch down on a small boulder, the rock quickly transforms back into the Skrull captain, who really doesn't want to be punched by the Hulk. By the way, the Skrulls lost their powers to transform about 4 years ago in a Fantastic Four annual, and now they seem to have their powers back, and I don't know how. It obviously didn't happen in the pages of the Fantastic Four like it should. So anyway, Ghost Rider grabs his Skrull and tells him to look into his eyes. Oh, well, look into his eye sockets. And into his penance stare. This makes the Skrull spill his guts and tell him everything. His mission is to chase Delilah, a leader of a group of rebels who'd like to overthrow the Skrull Empire and assassinate the Skrull Emperor. They believe Delilah came to Earth to find a device that will help her kill the Emperor, and so they came after her to stop her. Spider-Man uses the device to spectro-analyzer given to him by Delilah, posing as Sue, back in New York, to ascertain that the Skrull captain is basically telling the truth. The captain recognizes the device and figures that the woman who gave it to Spider-Man must be Delilah. The Skrull says that they could use the device to find Delilah herself. But they really don't need it because guess who shows up on a jet cycle? Reed and Delilah. I thought they were in the Catskills. Delilah is like, "Oh, Reed, protect me." She must be doing an impression of the 1960s Invisible Girl. Hulk says he's got first dibs on Delilah, but Reed says, "Hold it, Hulk. The only way you'll get to her is over my dead body." Of course, Hulk thinks the real Reed is dead and figures this Reed is also a dirty, rotten Skrull, and he's ready to kick his ass. But that ass-kicking will have to wait because we've reached the end of part two of our story. Coming next time, the third and final part of the Replacement FF Skrull story, Eggs Got Legs, or Love Conquers All. You can download other episodes of this podcast at iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. My other podcast, Comic Book Doggerel, D-O-G-G-E-R-E-L, can be found at iTunes or search for it at podomatic.com. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. You can also find my Facebook page for the show, Podcast FF. Join that, like all the other millions of fans. So long, kids, this podcast is over. Send us spreader wings because the air smelled like a holiday. Whistling inside her heart is every word she ever heard.